So let's get started. First of all, on behalf of Sylvia and Usenix, I'm very delighted to welcome you all to the 8th Network Systems Design and Implementation Conference. Thank you all for attending. We have 251 attendees registered so far, which is 3 shy of the all-time record, so we're looking for a couple people off the street who we can convince to pay $1,000 to come and help us pump up the numbers. This year we accepted 27 papers out of 157 submissions. The way we got to that was a very simple Bayesian process. We ranked a couple of things in order. This year, if you use the words networks, plural, in your paper submission, you were not very likely to get in, as well as services, web, and unfortunately, wireless. You'll note we still have a session and a half devoted to wireless, so that tells you something about what was submitted. Centers and data were big. If you put the two together, you did very well this year. And finally, the strongest determiner of acceptance was using the word in your title, which cannot be a fault in our analysis method, because many of our systems are things like a programmable, a balanced, a scalable, and other things. So if you're going to use the random paper generator next AI, now you know what to seed it with. Our real review process was that we gave all submitted papers that that passed basic format checking and Jeff Volker's excellent banal checker 3 initial reviews. Papers received on average 4.5 reviews, and one paper in particular caused us a lot of heartburn, and it received 9. All 26 of our program committee members agreed in advance and actually did attend an all-day-long PC meeting that Sylvia hosted in Berkeley. We discussed 56 papers at that meeting, and those received an average of 5.9 reviews apiece. All accepted papers, which were shepherded in keeping with what seems to now be a tradition. And then the audio cut out. And the categories that you actually see and the results of the Bayesian analysis were emergent. We had no predefined categories going in of what we were going to accept. We accepted from the top, and the program is what emerged. So obviously, if we were doing up to 9 reviews, when you do the math, that means that our program committee members together completed 700 reviews. So first of all, I would like to offer them a huge thanks for all of the hard work they put in. They did an excellent job. And Sylvia and I, and hopefully all of the authors who received reviews, are incredibly grateful. So thank you all. Our poster session chair we'll get to in a second. Also, many thanks to the steering committee. If you ever find yourselves running a conference like NSDI, you'll find that these people make your life much, much better. In particular, they help you answer questions like, should I invite X to be on the program committee? And as long as the answer is yes, then life is good. Usenix, you hear this at every NSDI, and I'm going to say it again just in case you're new. This has been an incredibly fun process. I'd say running, but really it turns out that Usenix handles everything. So all Sylvia and I did was herd some cats and make some people get some reviews in, and Usenix makes everything that you guys are enjoying go very smoothly. And finally, NSDI is again sponsored by Infosys. This year we have support from EMC, Google, the National Science Foundation, and VMware. A lot of their sponsorship goes to making student travel grants available, so many of you are probably here on student travel grants, so thank you to our sponsors. In addition, the folks you see here. Thank you to all of the authors, both of accepted and submitted papers. Obviously, there's some random coin flips, so we have to keep on submitting. Eddie Kohler also gets many thanks. If you have not chaired a conference using hot crap, which I think he just names it that way so that people like me get up and say the word hot crap in front of large audiences, it's amazing software. So thank you, Eddie. And thank you, all of you. Instructions before we get to the good stuff. Speakers, make sure you check in with your session chairs in advance. And in advance does not mean 15 minutes before your session. If you would like to host a bird of a feather session, this is you get a room, you get some chalk and whiteboards and things like that, and you can discuss any topic you want and some official time in the evening program, you are welcome to. There are registration boards where you can sign up to host a birds of a feather session in the lobby. There are social activities. Mike Walfish generously agreed to be our poster chair. Thank you, Mike. Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30, there is a poster session and reception. Attend that. There's a symposium luncheon today. you'll find it. There's food. Keep in mind all sorts of upcoming Usenet stuff. This is in the printed materials you've been handed, so I'm not going to belabor it. There's a lot of that. And finally, NSDI, of course, will be happening again in 2012, and Steve Gribble and Dina Katabi have generously volunteered to be the chairs of that one. So submit. Before we get to the best papers, I wanted to briefly flash up a list of best papers from previous years. What's interesting about this is I tagged some of them with citation count at the very end. I didn't do that for some of the newer papers because that's not entirely fair. But it's worth noting that in some cases, one best previous best paper, Phil Levis et al., has received over 458 citations. So something is, and almost all of them except one pretty theory-heavy paper from an institution I'm affiliated with, have received well over 100 citations. So something is going right in picking the NSDI best papers. So no pressure. I'm hoping that that continues with this year's best paper awards. So we are giving out two best paper awards this year. The first is for the paper Server Switch, a programmable and high-performance platform for data center networks. This comes from Microsoft Research Asia. The authors are Guohan Liu, Chuanxiang Go, Yulong Li, Jiquang Zhao, Tong Yuan, Haitao Wu, Yongxiang Xiang, Rui Guo, and Yongguang Zhang. So congratulations to the authors of that paper. If you want to come up, I have a pile of certificates for you, and Usenix has informed me that I'm supposed to remind you that there is a check in the envelope, because sometimes people just throw it away. So, Guohan, congratulations to you and your co-authors.
Thank you.
And the second best paper is for the design, implementation, and evaluation of congestion control for multipath TCP from the University College London, Damon Wischik, Kostin Reichu, and Adam Greenlaw and Mark Handley. So if one of you is present despite the incredible jet lag you must be suffering, congratulations. Yes, I get to shake my hands. So I will advertise both of these papers are incredibly good papers. You should read them, but you should also read all of the other papers because they're all really good. And we saved possibly the best for last. Once again, the CRA Outstanding Undergraduate Research Award has returned to NSDI. And this year, one of the awards is going to kill my laptop to Patrick Wendell from Princeton University. So Patrick, if you can come on up. So CRA's Outstanding Undergraduate Research Awards recognize undergraduate students in North American universities who show outstanding research potential in an area of computing generally. So there is a male and a female award every year. This is the 17th annual CRA Outstanding Undergraduate Research Award competition. In addition, other students were recognized, including a number of runner-ups, finalists, and honorable mentions. The 2011 awards, I'm a little confused, were made possible through the support of Microsoft Research, Mitsubishi Electric Research Labs, and Microsoft Research, and wow, Microsoft Research gets in there twice, in alternate years. So the 2011 male award winner, Patrick, is a senior at Princeton University. He's graduating and about to enter grad school, I believe. Patrick designed and built and deployed a system called Donar that overcomes the limitations of state-of-the-art replication selection that has both conceptual and practical contributions. He did this work advised by Jennifer Rexford and Michael Friedman. In addition, he spent a summer working at Cloudera, where he became one of the trusted committers to the Apache Avro project, which some of you may have used as an RPC framework underlying your own research. So not only does the award also come with a check, but it comes with a beautiful plaque. So congratulations, Patrick.
Thanks a lot.
Great work.